This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We touched on this briefly on Friday when we were talking about the newly announced plastic straw ban, right? Lynn, you mentioned that, of course, it isn't hunky-dory for everyone because glass straws, metal straws, for example, people with disabilities, they can't necessarily use it, and it could actually prove to be quite dangerous for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why plastic has become such a widely used material, right, in medicine, and that's because it is safe for,
clean,
for
safe,
most.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the disposability is a part of it. But when it comes to the straw, I do think that in our zeal to save turtles, and I count myself among these people, you know, who are like, yeah, no straws.
Save turtles.
We tend to forget about the people who may not be able to lift a cup to their mouths, who may not be able to deal with the fact that a metal straw or a glass straw cannot bend to you. You know, there are all these considerations that need to be made.
No, also, I think we need to highlight the point that it's not as necessarily easy as well, right? Because a lot of the comments to that, in response to that, Lynn was like, oh, well, you know, then people just bring their own straws. But of course, you know, if you are a disabled individual, it's not a straightforward life because nothing in this country has made it easy for you to carry out your day-to-day activities.
No, and I mean, if you consider the amount of things that you might need to bring with you just in order to make your day more livable, I'm not sure you want to add a metal straw or a glass straw or whatever straw on top of that, you know? And so with that said, I mean, there have been some clarifications that have come from the Federal Territories Minister Secretary General, who did say that for medical reasons, business operators can offer plastic straws to customers. So it's not as if it's a blanket ban in that sense. However, I think what has come through from advocates has been, yes, that as may be, but then there needs to be more education to the restaurants as well so that they know when I ask for a straw that they're not going to, you know, fall under this ban and fall foul of this.
Oh, actually, you're right. So I think that's probably the most important thing as well, right? The enforcement aside, the education that needs to take place with all of these locations, because it spans the spectrum, isn't it? From a five-star restaurant all the way down to a mamak joint.
Yes.
Right? And everyone needs to be aware of their rights and when actually, you know, when these exceptions are allowed.
Yes, you don't want to encounter a situation where you know that you can get a plastic straw, but you have somebody who says, well, no, I can't give them to you because then we'd lose our business license. You know, so
Or we just don't have any anymore, right?
Yeah, we just decided, well, this is what's happening, so that's the case.
We've stopped buying straws.
Yeah, and I think it also speaks to a larger issue, which is that whenever we make these sort of blanket statements, we do need to
who
consider...
Who are we thinking about?
Yeah, we do need to consider people of different needs because it's one thing to say, yay, turtles! And it's quite another for someone whose life is already perhaps not the easiest or smoothest to go, well, yay for the turtles, what about me?
And I think therein lies a bigger issue, right? With regards to whether or not these individuals are actually represented at those levels of government. Because if you're not represented, then no one actually has your perspective and thus cannot even think along those lines because it's not a part of your life. I'm not blaming the people in government. It's not a part of your everyday. And it's very hard to put yourself in other people's shoes if you've never experienced it yourself. And the only way to do that is to bring them into the decision-making process.
So we had a number of messages that came in last week when we spoke about the ban that was going to happen. Let us know what you think. I mean, is this ban a good idea? Do you think that perhaps more voices need to be taken into consideration the next time we come out with these sorts of statements? That number to call, 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us always at BFM Radio. So Farah says they have other initiatives by people that try to replace plastic straws through ways like pasta straws, etc., that doesn't end up affecting the taste. Maybe ways and alternatives like this could be the solution, or maybe, and this is kind of clever and interesting, an algae straw that can bend and behave like plastic. I think that's interesting. I don't know. I think it's a hard sell for some people who might just hear the word algae and go, no, not happening.
But still, that's really quite cool.
It is, right? And another listener says, regarding the plastic straw ban, I think it's a good start to introduce a blanket ban on different levels of restaurants and eateries. But I do believe that by introducing a ban, the government has to come up with alternatives to ease consumers in order to change their habits and mindset, because convenience is still a huge factor. And I would like to add a ban of plastic straws at the mini market or your 99 Speed Mart, because consumers can still walk to the opposite of the restaurant to buy a can of Nescafe at a cheaper price, and it comes with a straw.
Yes, that's right. All of those, I mean, they need to reconsider box packaging as well, right?
And another message, plastic straws. Have you guys heard of paper straws? 30 years we were using it and no problem.
Yes, of course. But they, I think they maybe do one or two uses at most, because after a while they tend to get muddied and break apart, right?
Yes, and I think for people who are living with disabilities, perhaps depending on the speed with which you drink your drink, it may not always be the most viable option as well.
Correct. We're going to cross over now to V. Murugeswaran, co-founder of the Damai Disabled Persons Association of Selangor and Wilayah Persekutuan. Thank you so much, Murugeswaran, for joining us. Talk to us about why drinking straws are useful for people with disabilities.
Okay. If you can see, whenever you go to restaurants, any food chains, the furnitures are being built not according to the need, what you call that universal design standard. Nowadays you can see a lot of fancy tables are around, but these fancy tables, at the bottom you can see a lot of metals. These metals is actually obstructing the footrest of the wheelchairs to go very near, so that we can actually enjoy our breakfast, lunch or dinner without any hassle. Yeah, and that includes drinks. Yeah, if the drinks are quite far away in a distance, we cannot go very near. But when you use a straw, then you can actually carry the cup near, or maybe you can just lean forward to actually take a sip of the drink. So that is one part of it. Yeah, another thing is we have various kind of disabilities. Yeah, we have people who can actually have disabled from neck below, where they don't have a strength using hand to grab a cup or to hold a straw. So these are people, they need to use the straw. Yeah, it is very helpful for them. And also sometimes you can see people who have Down syndrome, you have people with Parkinson, Parkinson especially, their hands are always shaking, It's better for them to drink using the straw when the glass are rest on the table and the straw is there. They can easily drink it without spilling it over.
And of course, there's also been this suggestion for people who might need straws to carry a reusable one for themselves. What do you think of that?
There's a lot of talk that maybe we can bring our own straw, like metal straws or something like that. Metal straws, sometimes if the drink is hot, you cannot use metal straw because the temperature. And the metal straw are very hard. It's very harmful. People with disabilities walking around, their movements are not stable. And this straw, if they keep it with themselves, it can actually poke them somewhere, injure themselves. So there is a risk involved. Yeah.
So what would your suggestion be in light of the plastic straw ban, so that people with disabilities would be able to enjoy their drinks easily?
Well, I can actually ask the government, don't ban it totally. Maybe the food stalls, maybe the people, they can actually still keep some, maybe one or two straws, to assist people who really, really needs it. For example, people who needs it, people with disability especially. But make sure you don't charge for the extra service that you're going to give. A lot of restaurant owners, they might take advantage. They might want to charge extra for this particular straw that they're going to give. That should not be the way. The government should look into the way that, The straw can be there, not banned totally, but give it to the people who really needs it. If they see that, this person really need it, they can actually give them one straw without charge. Don't charge it. That is one of the suggestions. Maybe there are plenty more if we call for a discussion on this.
So if we're looking at alternatives, what sort of material do you think might be suitable? Because as you mentioned, metal might not be a very safe choice.
Yes, yes, yes. I think at the moment, what I can think of is the plastic straw is doing well. You know, we have no problem with that. Yeah. But I can't think of other material like paper straw. Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, that we need to put into practice and see whether is it workable or not. Because paper straw, it has to be hard. If the paper straw are very soft, then it will get wet. You know, and I don't know whether other material that, you know, that it is recommendable or not. I'm not really, really sure about that. But at the moment, I think plastic straw is good. As I suggest, maybe they can give it to the people who really, really needs it, you know, that, if that is possible.
So, Murugeshwaran, we were talking about this earlier, but decisions by the authorities, are they still often being made without involving people with disabilities?
Yeah, many times, many times. I can give you one good example. Recently, we know that there was a problem with the toilets for the LGBT, right? And one of the deputy ministers have actually suggested that they can actually use the disabled toilet. You know, that is kind of a half past six statement, you know. They never even consulted the disabled group or the ministry who's taking care of the disabled people, but they simply said it from other ministry when they don't know about why the disabled toilet are being built in such a way. So such recommendations are really, really not acceptable by the disabled group. That's why we always ask the government. They may think that, for example, this banning of the straw, they may, in their mind, was thinking that this is not going to affect anyone. Maybe it's not going to affect the people with disability, but in reality, it is, yes. It is affecting. So if they would have discussed it, open throw this question to the public at large, get the feedback and do some surveys on this, then this kind of a problem can be avoided in the near future.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts, Murugeshwaran. That was V. Murugeshwaran, co-founder of the Damai Disabled Persons Association of Selangor and Wilayah Persekutuan.
We've got some messages coming in. People, I think, I can't tell if people love straws or if we just really care about something that's been around for a long time. I think it's probably the latter. So we've got a message that says, what about air kotak? It comes with plastic straws.
Yep.
I don't think that covers air kotak because that's a manufacturing decision as opposed to restaurants. Anne says, I'll just skip my usual frappe altogether. Shu Ling says, if the ban is for single-use straws, I believe if you have a plastic straw that you reuse, then by all means use it. No, what we're barring is mainly convenience for all. That's accurate. And that again feeds into, I guess, for disabled people or people living with disabilities, it's just not convenient to carry around their own straw.
Correct.
We've got a listener who sent in a photo of a rather large plastic drink at a mamak saying it's not consistent. This drink may be straw-free, but a bigger disposable plastic cup is allowed, and also kids and children need straws for their drinking.
Yes, children too.
Kyril said, regarding straws, there are other materials such as silicone and cassava. Cassava?
Yep, cassava.
Silicone's reusable, but it's not hard, and cassava is biodegradable.
Yeah, lots of people caring about straws. And what we would like to do is encourage you to call in as well, 7733 2900, and share this passion that you have for straws and how you don't wish for them to go away. We've got some music coming your way. New Order, Dreams Never End.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.